Thanksgiving travel will be a big deal over the next few days. And if you're staying put or you're going, it's a week to try to gather with family. But, you know, what are you giving thanks for? And is it for some people more hassle than it's worth because of maybe flare-ups that happen when you get together with family? Let's talk about all that this morning with our good friend, Dr. John B. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. I wonder where you're going to be for that. Are you going to be here or are you going to be down south? Which one is it going to be? Good morning.
Hello there, Dave. Good to talk to you. I will be in my home with a lot of family.
Oh, good.
My children, the grandchildren, my wife's aunts, uncles, family. So we will have a large group at our house, actually.
Now, you grew up in GR. Do you have other families still?
I do.
In West Michigan, so you all try to get together, or you make a one-day stop here and a one-day stop somewhere else?
It's kind of everyone's branched into families. You know, we tend to get together for weddings, funerals, and keep in contact on Facebook. But really, for the most part, in terms of family, I've got a large bunch here between my own family, you know, children, grandchildren, and then add on top of that all the in-law families and my wife's large family here. So probably most of what we do is more in this area, even though certainly, you know, I'm in contact, you know, with family I have there. Sure.
Now, when you message me back and forth, and we do on a regular basis, it is not unusual for you to say, boy, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, and it makes me think that you have a particular mindset, a psychological mindset, if you will, that you need to be grateful and thankful on more than just one day a year.
Well, I think every day, if we could try to find things that we are glad about and happy about and grateful about, it can really make us a lot happier. In fact, University of Wisconsin study does show that persons that are grateful have lower blood pressure, improved immune functions, recover more quickly from illness, can more effectively cope with stress. Then other research shows reducing risk for depression, anxiety, even substance abuse disorders. So I think that, you know, counting your blessings, trying to find the good in life, I think is positive. In fact, a quote I ran into I do like, some people grumble that roses have thorns. I am grateful that thorns have roses. I think that's a good way to look at things, because in life, you're always going to be finding negativity. And the road of life is not an easy one. You know, it's a testing ground, my mother would say. You know, of course, you see it from the Christian perspective. But I think it is difficult. And I think what we do, we try to look for the positive. We look for the roses. And I think when we do that, it makes us a better person, a more effective person. I had a person call me a couple years ago saying I was one of the two most significant people in his life and his career.
Wow.
It was someone I had helped many years ago, but I never thought I had that impact on a person. I had encouraged him in terms of education, career. So you never really know. But since then, I have made an effort of making contact with people from the past, people that were helpful to me over the years, and just have made contact with four different people. And we'll continue that just to give a thank you. And it is funny, people often are surprised, you know, years later that something they said, something they did, can have a positive impact. So I think that if we all can think about that, who really helped us in life, who encouraged us, and we can remember that and we can make that contact, I think that makes sense. And I like the thing about how you treat people on the way up determines how they'll treat you on the way down. And I think that's a little off topic, but in a sense it's true. If we're good to people and we have gratitude and appreciate, if we have difficult times, those people are going to remember our attitudes and how we, you know, how we treated them. And if we're really going to be happy, we have to be happy with what we have as opposed to what we don't have. That doesn't mean we don't have goals and we don't work forward to get ahead.
Right.
And one other wonderful thing I think about Thanksgiving, okay, obviously there can be some family tensions, and we can talk about that more during the, you know, the Christmas, the holiday time. But this is a day with all the political, all the anger, everything going on. This is a day that I think everybody can celebrate. It's a day of Thanksgiving. It has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with religion. We have to go back centuries if we want to find things to be mad about. But as a whole, this is a day that all the swords, guns, words, barbs, everything can be put down. And it's a time to share and find goodness and I've even been making a point of talking just in general statements of people, like, what are you grateful? What are you happy about as we come to this Thanksgiving? Shockingly, there's some people that haven't really thought about that. So I think if we can even ask in a nice way, or if it comes up in conversation, I think it can be a positive thing. I'll tell you, being appreciative, being thankful, will get you so much further in life than being bah humbug and unhappy and finding fault with everything and thinking anybody you meet is just trying to take things from you.
Well, that makes sense. And when you gather with people, it you know, I had a chance. We invited last year with our family Thanksgiving out in Seattle at my mom's, and she's got some. You know, it's tough for her now. It really is. But invited some others into the fold, and that was. And they were from another country, and that was an interesting perspective, finding out what they were thankful for being in America and living the immigrant experience. There was some commonality, but some things that were very different that I think maybe some of us might lose track of, and kind of brings it back on track. It's a unique day. It's something, I don't want to say it's uniquely American, because other countries, for example, Canada, have Thanksgiving, but the way Americans do it. And I've got a daughter who's going to be in Eastern Europe on Thanksgiving. Wishes she was back here, but going to gather with some other American expats, Dr. John, and they're going to do it up as best they can, because that's the connection, the tie that binds.
That's wonderful. I think that is wonderful, and I think as a country we need to be looking for positive things. And this is a positive day. This is the one day that I think, regardless of whatever, we can all find something to be grateful.
Well, the turkey would disagree with you, but you know, hopefully the major one gets a pardon from the president. But other than the bird, yeah, you're right.
But you forgot that the turkey's grateful that he or she can make us happy. How does that sound?
Yeah. Now he stretches.
So that's an odd one of looking. I'll try to work that one out better. But anyway, I think so that it is my favorite actually holiday, really, in terms of the positiveness and the way that there's really everybody can come together and just really, I know, just be grateful and have a good, wonderful, festive day. It's a day I look forward to. In fact, I'm really looking forward to it, and it'll be a ton of fun.
One of the great things about it, too, is that other than arguing politics, really should be checked at the door. We can argue. We can argue about the Lions, and we can argue about whether they held up state pride or whether they did not. And this year should be a lot of fun in the game with the Vikings. There's actually some excitement about this one beyond the tradition of Thanksgiving, which is a wonderful thing for our country. As a general rule, of course, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com is the website. The podcast will be there. He prepares for the family Thanksgiving, as do many listeners and yours truly as well. Always good to have you on here. We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you, my friend and family. Bye-bye.